Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The seed is the Word of God. Say it out loud. The seed is the Word of God. Come on, say it again. The seed is the Word of God. The seed is the Word. The Word is seed. Seed. We all know how seed works. Your body is sitting here because of a seed, a human seed. You'll eat today because of seed, plant seed, animal seed, every tree, every flower, everything around here, seed. But there's not just natural, corruptible seed. God has incorruptible, imperishable seed. What are His incorruptible seeds? His words. Everything that comes out of His mouth. When God speaks, it's never just to inform. When God speaks, it's never just to tell you what He thinks or how He's feeling. Never. When God speaks, He creates. When He speaks, He changes things. When He speaks, it enlightens, it enables. His commands are quickenings. His direction is empowerment. If you couldn't do a thing and He tells you to do it, now you can. Why? Because when He told you to do it, there's power in those incorruptible seeds to enable you to do it. So when the Lord tells you to do something, never turn around and tell Him you can't. Because to Him it's like, I just told you. Which means you can. Because when He said light be, light bees is. And when He tells you do it, now you can do it. Right? You can. Why? Because the Word enables you, empowers you. I know I'm being a bit repetitive on this, but the enemy doesn't want folks to get this. These words from God, every one of them are eternal seeds. We discovered some time back, mankind did, the power that's in an atom. Can't even see it with the naked eye. But to release the power out of that atom is immense power released. Well, the God who created it is beyond that. Right? And the planet wouldn't exist. Our star wouldn't exist. The universe wouldn't exist. None of it would exist except He spoke. The Bible said He commanded and it was done. Well, He speaks to us. And when He speaks to us, we should so hunger and desire to hear a word from Him. I don't care what kind of problem you got. All you need is a word from Him. It not only gives you the wisdom, the answer, the direction, it gives you all the power and ability to do it. He works in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. So, in this parable, there are four kinds of ground. Wayside ground, stony ground, thorny ground, good ground. The Word, the seed is the Word. The different grounds are people. And all humanity falls into these different categories of ground. We saw it in 1 Corinthians 3. He says, you are God's garden. You are God's tillage. Your heart and my heart is the ground that God plants his seed in. And if we'll receive it, it'll produce incorruptible fruit. But in seeing this, it's sobering because 3 out of 4 got no results from hearing the word. 75% of the people that heard the word got no results. This is sobering. But it also answers a lot of questions. I don't want to be the ones that get no results. Do you?
No.
Well, it's not just going to fall over because we wish it wouldn't be that way. We need to find out what made them bad ground and not do that. And find out what makes good ground and be that. You can start out by faith, just by faith saying, I'm good ground. Our purpose, to be good ground. In fact, pray a prayer right now. Father God,
teach me.
Show me how.
Show me how.
To be good ground.
To be good ground.
It is his will. And it's not up to him. It's up to us. Whether we're wayside, stony or thorny, or good. We looked at the wayside ground. And we saw that that seed never got in the ground with them. They didn't respect it. They trod underfoot. They walked on the word. Had no respect for it. And so they had no understanding of it. And so the enemy came immediately and stole it before it ever got in them. They heard it. It came. It bounced off their ears. But it wasn't important to them. And they lost it before it ever got in them. Somebody say, by the grace of God, not me. Secondly was the what? What kind of ground? Stony ground. Listen to Matthew's account in the Wiest translation, Matthew 13 and 5, because this is shared in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, this parable of the sower. Matthew 13, 5, Wiest translation says, and he who was sown upon the shallow ground, where the rock layers were, near the surface, where it was not having much earth. So when you hear stony ground, people tend to think ground with big rocks on it. That's not really what he's talking about. I think this describes it real well. Because other parts of the passage talk about there was no depth. Why? Because there's rock. Under, there's a little bit of soil, and then there's rock. Why didn't stony ground produce any fruit or get any results? Shallow reception is one reason. Somebody say shallow reception.
Shallow reception.
It was a quick reception, and that's partly good. And I'll say it like this, and then we'll come back over it again. But they were quick to receive, but they were also quick to quit. They received the word. Unlike the wayside ground, these people received the word. They heard the word. They liked it. They got excited about it. It said they received it immediately. They received it right away, and they received it with joy. This is all good. This is all good. But the Bible tells us to count the cost. What does that mean? We live in a generation that's used to instant gratification. Right? We got drive-through, microwave, instant messaging, You know, people are so used to texting nowadays that if they text you and you don't respond within about 3 seconds, they want to know what's wrong. I heard somebody telling me they develop things on the website, and they were saying if you don't get people's attention in the first few, I mean just a few seconds, people tend to go to somewhere else. And so everything's shaped toward grabbing your tiny attention span. You know, people look at something, unless they go, ooh, pretty. Next. 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 1,000 channels are not enough. Next. 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 That's why many people don't go to church. You mean sit still? For 2 hours? And just listen? With no special effects? We're laughing, but this is why 25% of the people that hear the Word of God get no results. Why? Quick to jump on it, quick to shout, but also quick to quit. Quick to give up. We need to be those who don't just jump on everything we see and hear. I don't care if it's me preaching, who it's preaching. Don't just swallow everything you hear. And even if it's something you think, well, that sounds right, take the time to dig on your own. Did you hear the word dig? How do you fix stony ground? Got to dig. Is that right? You know, Branson Church. Branson area. Rocks? We got rocks, buddy. I mean, when they go to build something, you can spend more on preparing the ground than you do your building. Because the first thing you got to do, it ain't like down here at all, you got to roll out these giant hydraulic rock crushers. And they have to, you know, I mean, you can hear them miles away chattering these rocks till they dig down and get a place where they can build something, because they just like this, they got dirt about that deep. And then it's rock. And then more rock and more rock and more rock. A lot of people are this way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.